Our mission here on the Sports Free Agent Podcast is to connect people with their first or next opportunity within the sports industry. We challenge the normal. Think of this as the new resume, a podcast episode which provides insight into individuals on their values, their experiences, and insight into who they really are. We challenge the normal way of doing a job search and hiring process. We're building a database to showcase your next future star employee on our website at www.sportsasajob.com. We flip the roles, so no longer do people get lost in the search, but they get found. Welcome to the Sports Free Agent Podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Sports Free Agent Podcast. I have another listener, or another guest, I mean, for all of you listeners here today. So if you could please introduce yourself to everybody listening right now.
Sure. My name is Sam Biastri.
And I know we talked about, you know, a little about what you currently do right now. And unfortunately, with everything going on, you're currently unemployed. But could you talk about what exactly it was you were doing?
Sure. So I was working for the Lancaster Barnstormers, and they are in the Atlantic League of Professional Baseball. So they're not affiliated with any major league teams, but they still have ties to the major leagues. So I was the ticket sales manager for the team. So I was overseeing 9 sales reps that sold both group tickets and season tickets. And I was selling group tickets, hospitality tickets, as well as some season tickets as well for the team.
And I noticed that you do have, it seems like, you know, based on your experience, a lot of your experience has been with minor league teams. I mean, was that on purpose, or what was the reasons, I guess, for that?
Definitely. So really, minor league sports and baseball in general was a great starting ground for me, and just in general for a lot of people, because you can learn so much and also do so much there. So while I was, you know, selling tickets and during game days making sure that my groups were okay, we were also pulling tarp, we were taking tickets at the front gate, we were relieving our seasonal staff when they went on breaks and everything like that. So really, not only from my job of just 3 years, but also my other past experience, you know, I got to do so much. So really, it was all those jobs were really great starting points, just in sports and just for my career in general.
Yeah. And it seems like you've been able to do a lot more, you know, your current position, your previous position was doing sales, but it seems like you were doing promotions, you were doing marketing, you were doing all these different things. So I guess what has been your major takeaway from these experiences so far?
I think my major takeaway, from my previous job and also just all of my other past experience, would really just be, you know, being willing to jump in and learn. So really in my next position, wherever that may be, I want to try to do as much as I can for that team and learn as much as I can. So really, I would say just being willing to learn as much, that is definitely my biggest takeaway for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a huge, huge tool for you, is that willingness to learn. I think as all young sport professionals and just sport professionals in general, there's things that we constantly are learning every single year. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that really knows everything when it comes to the sports industry or just anything in general. Mm-hmm. So that's huge for you. Now, your degree, it's a lengthy title when I was taking a look at it. And it's kind of interesting because it's a mixture of a lot of different things that I typically don't see in a major. So what is it that you majored in with your bachelor's degree?
Yeah, so my bachelor's degree is from Kutztown University in Kutztown, Pennsylvania. And the actual degree title is Leisure and Sports Studies. So really in my degree work, we got a lot of different experience. We got some sales classes, finance, accounting, governance. Really, it was a great mixture of everything. So definitely graduating, I felt like I knew as much as I could to like hopefully get a job, in the sports field.
And it seems like you you were doing a little bit of writing. You were an editor at one point. Was that something that you were looking at to do in the sports industry? Or I guess to start, you know, when you graduated, what exactly was your goals to work, what areas to work in the sports industry?
So after graduation, I kind of didn't really know what area I wanted to, kind of go into in the sports industry. So that's why after graduation, I kind of was doing a lot of different part-time jobs just to really try to figure that out while also applying for full-time jobs. So initially I did not want to get into sales at all. But those were kind of the job offers and the jobs that kept popping up. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll apply and, you know, kind of see what happens. And definitely sales was the right area to get into for sure, because it's definitely a good starting ground. And definitely minor league baseball, it's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's. I think a lot of people do say that sales is your way in, especially when that's a lot of the opportunities that's out there. And so I guess – when exactly did you know that you wanted to work in the sports industry? Is there, you know, is there a certain moment maybe you recall? Is there a certain person you attribute to? When exactly did you know that you wanted to work in the sports industry, Sam?
So I would say actually my first job really kind of led me to want to work in the sports industry. So when I was still in high school, I started to work for a minor league baseball team that was like less than 5 minutes from my house. So really getting to experience a lot there and getting to see what the front office did, that really made me want to pursue, eventually to be able to work in sports.
Are you a huge baseball fan?
Yeah, definitely. That is the one sport I watch. Granted, I like it in person a lot better than on TV, which I feel like is the consensus for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like from all your baseball experience, I assumed you're a baseball fan. I'm more of a, as you can tell, people who can't see it, I'm a Chargers fan. I got a football. I love my football. But I guess, Sam, what would you say, I guess, you know, what would you say your three strengths are?
Yeah, definitely. I'm organized and I am a good, kind of people person, being able to understand where people are coming from and really get to know them, and definitely good at communication, which I think is important. Definitely in minor league sports for sure.
Yeah, and it seems like you're in the right field with sales if those are your three strengths. I mean, that fits you perfectly when it comes to sales. And you've worked, you know, your previous position for 3 years, and it seems like you've kind of worked your way up and different things like that. What position did you start when you started with your most previous position?
Yeah, so I started off as group sales rep, which is kind of, you know, typical for a lot of sports teams. And then we like changed titles, all the sales reps. So we were business development specialists, but I was still selling groups, but then also focusing on season tickets. And then I worked my way up to group sales manager. So that was just last summer, really all of 2019, I should say, where I was overseeing 4 group sales reps. And then just this past fall was when I transitioned to ticket sales manager to oversee both groups and the season ticket sales side of our team.
Yeah, and I have to imagine, I mean, it's minor league baseball, and I don't think, you know, many fans, when it comes to minor league baseball, you have to be creative in getting fans there. I guess, what was the challenges you faced? Or maybe, you know, if I was somebody that you were selling a ticket, how would you approach me?
So I would say we definitely faced a lot of, well, you're only minor league baseball. We could go to the 2 teams that are affiliated that are close to where you are. Why would we want to come to, you know, your team and everything? So really kind of my sales technique was saying that we have a very hands-on, family-friendly experience, that, you know, your group or your family with your season tickets or your company with your season tickets can experience. So we really wanted to make, the client feel like they were our family, either that one game they were coming to or, all 70 games they were coming to with their season tickets. So if that was getting, you know, their child a first pitch for a game they were coming to, or giving them a tour before the game, or having them stand with our players during the national anthem for what we called our Field of Dreams. We were open to really doing anything for them just to make their experience about them and also about their group and or their family that they were with.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be creative. And yeah. It sounds like you guys are definitely doing that. You know, for me, I grew up in Hawaii, and we did have minor league. They would come there to play games. It was typically in the winter. They would come and play their games there. And I remember, you know, I used to go. I used to love baseball. I played baseball growing up. I used to go, but there was barely people there, and they would do some crazy things. Like I with the marketing and promotions, right? Like you were saying, bring people on the field. I mean, you can't get that at an MLB experience. They're not going to just bring no random person on the field. They're not going to give you a tour of the facility and different things like that. I guess with sales, you know, being working in sales, specifically sales compared to all your other experiences, what have you taken away from sales? Because I've heard a lot of people where, you know, you're doing constant calling, right? You're cold calling people. You're reaching out to people. Some people aren't even answering. Some people are shutting you down right off the bat. What are the certain, you know, what certain things did you learn specifically from working in sales?
Yeah, you definitely have to be, you know, very driven. And I think if you don't have that quality, then you're not going to want to make those cold calls. Like you were saying, you're not going to want to do your follow-ups. So that's something I definitely had to work on. And I think I haven't perfected it for sure. Like there's some times where, you know, if you get get off a bad phone call, you're like, man, well, that could ruin the rest of my day type of thing. Yeah. But yeah, definitely being driven is the biggest takeaway from my sales experience for sure.
And, you know, to bring it, you know, kind of loop it back into kind of present day, we talked a little bit about before we started recording here, but you're working on your master's degree. Tell me about that. Tell me about, you know, when you decided to get your master's degree and exactly why, and then what is your master's degree in?
Yeah, so I have been pursuing my master's degree since 2018, and I'm going to Liberty University, and it's all online. So I'm working towards my degree in sports marketing and media, and I am anticipated to graduate next spring. So I'm looking forward to that for sure. But really, I kind of came to that decision. It was in 2018. I was, you know, just still getting a handle on my job and everything, but I just felt like I wanted to, you know, do more and be able to learn more. And I've always enjoyed school, and granted, I, you know, there were some classes that I struggled with for sure, but I've always enjoyed learning. So I just wanted to, you know, see how I could do that in some way, shape, or form. And I felt like going back to school, and I've always been interested in marketing and just kind of wanting to learn more about that. So that's kind of why I picked that degree to pursue.
Yeah, and hats off to you. I'm doing my graduate studies as well, and I know what it's like working full-time while also going to school. I mean, it's a lot of it typically it's late nights or finding time during your work day to do certain assignments or do these classes and different things like that. So, Sam, I guess, what's next for you? I mean, what are you looking for in your next opportunity? What would your ideal opportunity look like? And not necessarily specifically, you don't have to name any organizations or teams, but more so, you know, what is it that you would want from a team or an organization that you're working with?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, ideally I would love to still be in minor league baseball in some aspects, but really I'm open to kind of whatever role that would be a good fit for me. Mm-hmm. And really that is about the culture that's there. That's a big thing. Cause with the Barnstormers, we had a great, you know, overall culture of our staff, but then our ticket sales staff was awesome. We all got along so well. So I think that's a big one. And just a place, that is willing to, you know, train and just be still kind of present in our everyday sales lives, but then also be able to let us kind of do our own thing type of thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking for next. And it doesn't have to necessarily be in baseball, like I said, but ideally I know it and I like it. So that is kind of why I want to go mm-hmm. there next, but mm-hmm. you know, who knows?
Yeah. And I mean, you know, the one thing you talked about it a lot is that with minor league baseball, you've been able to get all these different experiences. I mean, you really have all different aspects of the industry. And even with your degree, you're getting another aspect when it comes to it. And then now you're working in sales, which a lot of people will tell you is the hardest place to start or the hardest place to want to work. Mm-hmm. So you're learning all these skills. So I can definitely see you even getting outside the minor league baseball just because you have these skills, and skills are what makes you an asset. Now, for the people who are listening right now, if they're a hiring manager or if they just want to connect with you in a network, where can they find you on social media, Sam?
Yeah, so I am on LinkedIn under Samantha Biashri. And really there, that has all of my contact information on it.
Perfect. Well, that's how you get in touch with Sam. I appreciate you coming on and sharing a little bit more about you outside of your resume. And for everybody listening, whether you're a hiring manager or you're looking for your first or next opportunity, please visit us at www.sportsisthejob.com. And like we always say, we want people to get found in the search and not lost.